Well, I still have a pulse, and if I have a pulse, that means I'll be recording the Screen Door Experience. Yep, we're back again. We, of course, being me. Me is we, but the M is upside down. So we is me. Me is we. We all are we. Kind of like Wumbo, but anyways, gonna be doing this whenever I want still. With great episodes and great interviews with the likes of anybody who answered my phone calls. But obviously, we all come for the part before the interview, which is me rambling. Such as on this episode, we're going to have all my opinions on stuff. But before we get into that, here's the sound of glass breaking. So if you got one of them clock radios, you probably noticed that it's a brand new year, 2022, which is a lot of even numbers and a whole lot of odd numbers. Actually, there's no odd numbers. It's one of those even years that's not a leap year, which only happens every 4 years, which is just as common as a leap year. So I feel like we should probably celebrate that just as much. I like to celebrate these years by, you know, doing the little things like plowing the driveway. I don't actually do that. I don't actually have a driveway. Because if I had a driveway, I would have somewhere to park. But I don't have anywhere to park, so I just have to drive my car for 24 hours a day. Which is a lot easier at night because I get to just sleep right through it. But that's neither here nor there. Also, in this new year, I'm finding it a lot harder to tame my dog. She keeps getting older and more, crotchety. I feel like the beatings just aren't working anymore. But I mean, what are you going to do? And I tell her, if you don't get a job soon, how are we going to keep living this kind of lavish lifestyle? Because we like to go out. We like to steal half-empty beers off the bar. We like to, you know, live it up. We like to corner people and talk to them about action figures and ask them if they want to come back and play with my Randy Orton figure and have a little ladder match in my crawl space. By the way, I like to sleep in the crawl space underneath my house. Well, it's not my house. It's some guy's house, but he's in a wheelchair, so he can't really get under there and check for me. Anyways, new year, new me. And by new me, I mean new diseases. I'm thinking this year I'm going to get probably, what's a good disease to have? I want to get something that, like, not everybody's getting because I want to be cool still. But I don't want to get something that everybody's just going to have in a few months because then it's like, oh yeah, everybody has that, but like, I had it first and you have to explain. No, really, I did have it first, but nobody ever believes that. So I'm probably going to get like hay fever because I don't know what that is, but it sounds like a really like, I don't know, a social fever. Because like, hey, fever. Like everybody likes it when it walks in. Anyways, that's pretty much my plan for this year. So I guess it's time for that commercial break and an interview. All right, let's see who picks up. Looks like we got him, folks. We're going to be calling my good friend, best friend, worst enemy. You know him, you love him. He plays, what does he play? What's it called? Roller hockey for Cortland, which is, as we know, one of the top roller hockey teams in the country today. Everybody knows that the campus has been buzzing about the club roller hockey team at Cortland, C-State. And luckily, we have the president of the organization, Lucas Columbine. Oh, whatever his name is. Here's me having a little bit of small talk with him, a little bit of chit-chat. So here you go.
Lucas?
Hello?
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 Who's this? Who's this?
It's Liam Robert Grennan.
Oh, your middle name is Robert?
Yeah.
Guess what my middle name is?
Is your middle name Bob?
My middle name is Robert.
That's what I said.
Yep. What's up, man? What's going on? I missed you.
Oh, hey, I miss me too. Where are you?
I'm in Cortland.
It doesn't sound like you're in Cortland.
Well, I'm in the car right now with Logan.
I can hear the tumbleweeds in the background.
Yeah, there's a lot of tumbleweeds right now. It's kind of like deserty up here.
Yeah. You know what you should do? Go to the middle of town, and then, you know, when you go in the street and have a duel.
With who?
I don't know, whoever looks at you the wrong way.
This pit bull just looked at me the wrong way.
Pit bulls there? Oh, my God.
Huh?
Pit bulls?
Yeah, Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide to infinity. He set the roof on fire.
Wow.
What's going on, pal?
Why'd you call me?
You called me.
You are so tricky.
When are you visiting?
I'm not visiting.
You're not visiting Cortland?
No, I'm very busy here.
I bet you're in your bed right now, in your room.
I'm on my couch in my living room.
So when are you visiting?
I got a lot of paperwork to take care of, and I got a... what else do I do?
Who has a restraining order against you?
About half the town.
Half the town of Cortland?
Of Cortland and Warwick. Pretty much half of the state of New York.
Warwick Police?
Warwick Police, yes.
That guy that I sent you on TikTok, he doesn't seem to like Warwick very much.
Well, he's from Warwick, Rhode Island.
Do you know who he is?
He's from Warwick, Rhode Island, so no.
Oh. There's two Warwicks that are pretty close to each other?
What do you mean pretty close? Rhode Island's not... That's like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, but it's like in the same vicinity.
Yeah. Just like California's in the same vicinity. We're in the same country.
No, California's far.
I don't know what vicinity is.
So you're going to come and visit Syllabus Week.
Can you drive me there?
Your car can make it.
No, the exhaust drags on the ground now.
Ask Corey or Pat.
Ask Corey to do what? I think Corey has to walk up there now.
What do you mean Corey has to walk up here?
Well, I'm not driving him.
Does Corey have his license?
Yeah, he doesn't have a car.
Oh, how does he get up here?
Either I drive him or his parents drive him. I'm assuming his parents will drive.
And just hitch a ride with them.
I'd rather not.
Hitch a ride with Pat and his sister.
That gets a little, steamy, that car ride. You know how they are. Oh, yeah, me and Pat.
Maybe Muttons will drive you up.
Doesn't Muttons live there still?
Oh, wait, Muttons is student teaching.
Yeah.
And he doesn't live... I need gas.
I ran out of gas once.
Yeah, I know you did.
You didn't help me.
That was funny. Oh. But, Liam, I'll call you later. I have to get Logan wine.
Yeah, she does wine a lot.
Billy, I said happy birthday.
Okay, well, happy birthday, Liam. Goodbye. What a treat that was, folks. Again, that was my old chum, Luca. We're old college buddies. Or a couple of red dragons today, red dragons tomorrow, red dragons forever. Yep. I don't know if I'll ever see him again, but if I do, I'm going to give him a nice noogie. Probably a purple nurple, an Indian burn. Swirly, for old time's sake. But wow, folks, sure, we sure are lucky being able to talk to a Cortland legend like that. So I guess it's official. The Screen Door Experience is here today, here tomorrow, here forever, and whatever else I just said about the last thing. Pretty much just everything I said but repeated. What about the Screen Door Experience? We're here forever. So with that being said, there's going to be a new episode soon. But until then, try not to die.